Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Suri. How are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to have you in the studio with a very flash-looking book today.
Oh, thank you. It's it is a flash little book, and I feel like in the vein of dad books that I've been reading a lot recently, a lot of fiction.
Specific genre,
and existentialism.
Dad books.
Yeah. So, Yanis Varoufakis was the Greek finance minister, and he also wrote a really great book called Talking to My Daughter About the Economy, which was like this really readable just guide to understanding capitalism. And another now is it's quite an interesting format. It's sort of written as a dystopian novel, which fluxes between 2008 and 2035, which is sort of the height of like a techno-feudal state. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's sort of enmeshed in there is a lot of Socratic dialogue, but it takes the perspective of three people, one who's a Marxist feminist, this really bolshy lady, and then a second who's a classic liberal, and a third who's like this libertarian who believes in markets and the free economy. So it's sort of more than anything, I guess, a simulation of where progressive ideas would take us in 2035. And he brings up really interesting stuff like democratic workplaces, so places that have no really hierarchical structure, universal basic income, Green New Deal. But I think what is especially great about this book is it is filled with human spirit through the eyes of Iris so strongly. She's just such a crack-up character.
So is Iris the Marxist feminist?
Yeah, cool. So it kind of starts off as them being at her funeral, and they're all just recounting like the days when she would offend sensibilities at like the university, and you know, just like tell everyone that they were like sellouts, and she kind of like surreptitiously has like organized for her notebook, which is this kind of principled ideas of Marxism in like the 21st century, and how to resist like this building technocratic state. She leaves this diary for her friends to sort of mull over and discuss. But it made me think a lot about creating like utopias for the left, and how little I'd thought about that until actually really this year, I think, with people like Chloe Sawbrick, where I was like, whoa, there are ways of thinking about a future that's not just defeatist. And the recurring kind of idea in this book is also that kind of Marxist understanding that there is no end to struggle. There is struggle, class struggle is constant, and a defeat is never a constant defeat, and a victory is never a constant victory in politics. I think sometimes that's a nice thing to keep in the back of your head when you're reading like doomsday screams on Twitter, which I do a lot.
Doom scrolling. Yeah. 2020 in one sentence.
But yeah, I'd recommend this to lots of people, just in the way that Talking to My Daughter About the Economy was really readable.
Yeah,
this is really readable too. And yeah, I think it does its due by respectfully grappling with ideas that the author probably does not agree with whatsoever as
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when, you know, authors do pick up big political ideas that aren't their own interest or their own viewpoint, it can err into some, you know, judgmental territory, which sometimes is great for a book. It works really well, but interesting for a novel like this to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Respectfully, as you say, or I think it'd be interesting.
I even think like even, I don't know, maybe a little bit of a hot take.
We're ready for it.
But I think even in like Twitter dialogue, there's like quite often this thing of like not engaging with like different ideas or calling things like corny, which a lot of the time they are. But like a good like argument for why they're corny could be like, I don't know. This made me think a lot about that. And a lot about there, we are like armed with a lot to help us create hopeful futures.
This sounds like a book, I think, to maybe read if you are feeling a little bit bleak about things, would you say?
I think so, yeah, I think so. Like, he's not, it's not very like fairy tale, like, he's still grappling with like some realities that are incongruous with like freedom, but it's still, yeah, it's still hopeful.
This sounds like a book I want to read. Remind us of the name again.
It's Another Now, and it's by Yanis Varoufakis, and it is $37 at any good bookstore, including Time Out.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much, Suri. I'm looking forward to diving into this one.
Thank you, Rachel. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly